Good afternoon, and let us start. I love having the session right after lunch because then I can say anything. I know you people are having your siesta. So actually, this session on the financing of the SDGs and for the developing countries, I believe comes very, very nicely after the session of this morning on global governance. And I would refer you to the last one of the points that Csaba was making when he said, well, you know, we had this great meeting on the Summit of the Future, and we came up with a great recommendations and decisions, but nothing concrete is going to happen. We don't really have an action plan. And I believe actually that if we are going to meet the objectives of that summit of the future, both on the SDGs and on climate change, where we are failing on both of them right now. The world is failing on climate, the world is failing on meeting the SDGs. If we are going to meet that, then we need a lot of financing. Actually, we will need, I looked at several estimates, but the most estimates for both climate and the SDGs would fall in the range of $5 to $6 trillion a year. $5 to $6 trillion a year. So now what I will ask the panelists, we have a very distinguished group of panelists, what I'll ask them to do is actually, I divided the problem into two parts. The first question I'm asking is it realistic? Can we really achieve those objectives? Can the world mobilize $5 to $6 trillion a year? And the just to give you an idea of what that means, ODA, official development assistance, averages about $200 billion a year. So we're talking about $200 billion a year of official development assistance. Now we're talking, we want $5 to $6 trillion a year. Now, and actually, out of those $200 billion, it has been, the amount going to developing countries has been declining over the last few years for two reasons. The $200 billion now include aid to Ukraine, and it also, some countries include support to in-country refugees as part of their ODA. And so this is the first one. But it'll tell me, well, you know, the developing countries can finance. Yes, they can. But today, if you look at what is happening in the developing world, we have a debt crisis. According to the World Bank, the developing countries, excluding China, are paying $971.2 billion annually in debt service. So we have an amount of ODA that's very small, cannot ever cover all of that. We have developing countries' budgets that are stretched and they are over-indebted. How are we going to finance this? Private sector. Actually, private investors have been moving out of developing countries in the last 2 years. If you look at the net financing, private financing for going to developing countries, it has been negative net flows. So that is the first question, the first problem is on the money side. Can we deal with it? The second set of issues, and the panelists can talk to whatever they feel like, but the second set of issues are on the global political situation, which is, in today's world, and looking to the future, in today's world, it seems like it will be very difficult to raise the amount of resources needed to meet the SDGs and to meet climate objectives. But if you project to the future, things look actually more difficult. They're going to get worse. We see the rise of extreme right and nationalistic parties around the world. So maybe they're not interested in financing SDGs. They might be interested in financing other countries to stop migration. but not for other things. The United States is the largest bilateral donor in the world, and with the election of Donald Trump, one would expect that the United States' support to development will not increase. The Europe is cutting back on foreign aid, and it's the European Commission is linking now foreign aid to its foreign policies, objectives. And according to current estimates that I've seen is that this will imply a cut of aid to the least developed countries. So some countries will benefit. Important countries will be getting more European support. Unimportant countries for Europe will get less European support. And that means that the least developed countries, the ones who need most support for the SDGs, will have a cut in their aid from Europe of around 35%. The largest European donors, Germany, France, are cutting back on their aid budgets, about more than $1 trillion every year. So if we project forward, things seem to be looking worse. So I would like, I mean, the question is, what will international economic cooperation look like in the future? Are we going to see a world where we have the global north with declining and aging population building big walls, and we have the global south with a population that's growing and youthful with very high unemployment, poverty, wars, and diseases? So this is how I wanted just to put the problem to you, but of course we have such a wonderful group of panelists, so I wouldn't dare tell them what to talk about. And I will go through the list as it is presented here. So I will start first by President Rozen Plevneliev. Please, the floor is yours.